Script, welcome to the weekly superannuation news wrap. I'm Paige Estratori. On behalf of Financial Services Online, we're bringing you this week's roundup of essential industry news right here in Australia. Firstly, the Australian Tax Office has extended the December 30th deadline for superannuation guarantee compliance. Employers can now opt for a six-month amnesty period to disclose and pay any outstanding super guarantee amounts. If you're an employer, it's a golden opportunity to get your super commitments in order. Moving on to investment strategies, the Reserve Bank has announced a reduction in the cash rate to 0.5%. The super industry is assessing its impact on fund performances. As an investor, you need to ensure your super strategy isn't too reliant on high returns from cash deposits. I strongly suggest seeking professional advice from the experts at Financial Services Online at financialservicesonline.com.au. In policy news, the government has announced new reforms to boost the retirement income system. The reforms aim to improve consumer outcomes and deliver fairer, more sustainable superannuation. Now let's talk about an emerging trend in the industry: ethical superannuation. There's an increasing interest in funds that focus on ethical investments, such as renewable energy or social initiatives. It's time to consider whether your super aligns with your values. In fraud prevention news, the federal government is tightening ID verification processes for superannuation accounts. This is to prevent unauthorized access and safeguard people's hard-earned super savings. To wrap up, we have some uplifting news. A recent survey shows increased consumer confidence in the super industry. It's encouraging to see Australians realizing the importance of superannuation in secure retirement planning. Thank you for tuning in to the weekly superannuation news wrap brought to you by Financial Services Online. Remember, every superannuation decision you make today greatly influences your financial comfort in the future. Until the next update, stay financially savvy, Australia.